Welcome back to the deep dive. You know, when you think about any legal thriller, you always picture that big courtroom scene, right? The drama.
The climax.
But what we almost never see is the step that makes all of that possible. That critical, often invisible first move, the proper, legally perfect delivery of papers.
It's everything. It's the silent foundation of the entire case.
Right.
I mean, if a legal document, a summons, a subpoena, whatever it is, if it's not delivered flawlessly, compliantly, the entire case is just, it's built on sand.
It doesn't matter how strong the evidence is.
Not at all. The method of delivery, the chain of custody, it all has to be completely unassailable.
And that's our mission for today. We're taking a deep dive into this hyper-specialized world of professional legal support services.
And we're zooming in on one very specific place.
We are. We're focusing on the operational requirements inside the 18th Judicial District Court area, the 18th JDC, which covers New Roads, Louisiana, and the surrounding Pointe-à-Coupee Parish.
And we've got a great set of sources showing how one company, Lafayette Process Servers LLC, really operates as that local expert. But before we get into any of that, we have to put up a big bright line right at the start.
Yes, the legal separation.
Right. For you, the listener, please know this is all for informational, analytical purposes. The company we're discussing is an administrative service. They're not lawyers.
Not at all.
And they are not affiliated with any government agencies, not the SEC, not the IRS, none of them. They give absolutely zero legal advice.
That's such a crucial boundary to draw. They are the expert implementers, but they can't tell you what to implement.
Precisely. They are professional process servers. So
Yeah.
anyone listening who needs help with their case, you know, what to serve, when to serve it, you have to talk to an attorney.
Yeah.
This separation between the administrative work and the legal counsel is just,
Yeah.
it's fundamental to the whole system.
Okay, so let's unpack that first big theme the sources brought up, geography. This focus on New Roads and Pointe-à-Coupee Parish. Why is local knowledge there so critical?
Well, it's fascinating because the physical environment itself really dictates the legal need here. New Roads is a very distinct community, and the sources just keep stressing that you need someone who understands the local layout.
Especially once you get off Main Street.
Oh, absolutely.
It's about efficiency in these rural areas, right? And really about where technology fails. If you're looking for someone deep in the parish, maybe somewhere out near the False River, where driveways are long, they're unmarked, maybe your GPS signal is dropping in and out, a server who doesn't know the area is just going to burn hours.
And in legal work, hours are money, or worse, missed deadlines.
Exactly.
And that's the real aha moment here. This local knowledge isn't just about speed, it's about validity.
It has to stand up in court.
It has to. The expertise means the server knows exactly where to go, which means a faster location, sure, but it also ensures the service is compliant with Louisiana rules and the local expectations of that specific court.
The 18th JDC, that's where it all connects, the backroads knowledge and the legal red tape knowledge.
That's it. For that whole region, the legal hub is that courthouse. A process server there is more than a delivery person. They're the physical link between a law firm and that court's specific procedures.
So they have to be an expert in navigating, I mean, that one specific building.
Yes, all of its unique requirements for filing and for service.
And it's that level of specialization that builds trust. You can see it in the client feedback. The sources point out that this team is a trusted five-star rated company.
And that paralegal quote really says it all, doesn't it? Serving papers in New Roads can be tricky if you don't know the area.
But they always get it done fast.
Right. They're being rated on getting the administrative task done in a place where the geography itself is a challenge.
So that brings us to the operations. Once they find the right address, what exactly is this full suite of services they're delivering? It sounds like more than just dropping off papers. The sources call it an all-in-one legal support partner.
The range is pretty impressive. It's designed to cover, you know, the whole life cycle of litigation support. So at the core, you have professional process service. That's the compliant delivery of your summons, subpoenas, citations. But what's key is how they segment it. It's all based on urgency.
And that urgency just reflects the high stakes, I imagine.
Absolutely. They've got routine service, but they also offer rush and even same day, which is critical if a deadline means a paper has to be served today, not tomorrow.
They're responding directly to the court's schedule.
And the client's time crunch, yeah.
And it looks like they handle some of the most time-sensitive and probably emotionally charged actions, like evictions.
That's a huge area for them. Landlords and eviction support. They handle the proper service of those 5-day notices to vacate and the eviction lawsuits that follow.
And if a landlord gets that wrong?
It's a disaster.
Yep.
If they use someone inexperienced and the service is flawed, they can face huge delays. They might have to restart the whole legal process.
And lose a ton of money.
A ton. So the service has to be fast and legally perfect.
And beyond just delivering documents to people, they're also acting as a proxy for the law firm right there at the courthouse.
Correct. The courthouse runner and filing services. This is essential for firms that aren't based in New Roads.
Sure. Saves them the drive.
A huge amount of time and overhead. The server makes regular trips to the 18th JDC, does physical filings, retrieves documents, does court research. It's all based on their expert knowledge of that specific clerk's office.
Okay, let's talk about the hardest scenario. The person who just vanishes. What happens when the target is hard to find or is, you know, actively avoiding them?
Yeah, the Disappearing Act. They have two very specialized services for that. First is expert skip tracing.
So this is when someone has really dropped off the map.
Exactly. Maybe they moved out of Pointe-Toupee Parish entirely. This isn't just a quick Google search.
Right. This is professional grade location work.
Far from it. This is using reliable, specialized databases, the kind that track utility hookups, professional licenses, things like that, to find a current verifiable address. The goal is just to find them so the legal process can move forward.
Whether they're still in town or halfway across the country?
Doesn't matter.
But what if they know the person is in the area, but they're just dodging the door, hiding out? That's where surveillance comes in.
That's the process server stakeout service. It's dedicated surveillance. It's designed specifically to catch and serve people who are actively trying to avoid it.
That's the high stakes side of the job.
It is. It takes patience, situational awareness, and you have to be so careful about the laws around surveillance and trespassing. It's a physical job.
It sounds like a whole logistical machine running in the background. And with all that risk and time, from a stakeout to just making a run to the 18th JDC, it really brings up the business model. How do they quantify all that? The sources are very clear on the financial side.
Transparency is key, but the main mechanism is risk management for the firm. The whole operation is built on a prepayment rule.
So all services are paid up front?
Everything. Paid by credit card or ACH before any work starts. It's just essential for managing the risk and covering that wide geographical area.
And here's the part that is so crucial for any potential client to hear. All the service fees are non-refundable.
That's the vital distinction. You are paying for the professional attempt to serve. You're paying for the due diligence, the expertise, the agreed upon number of attempts.
But not for a guaranteed successful outcome.
Exactly. The server gets compensated for the specialized effort, even if the target manages to stay hidden. And we also see a small, pretty standard 6% convenience fee for credit card payments.
Let's break down the rates because you can really see the value of time quantified here. Standard process service is $120.
Right. And that gets you one address, up to three attempts, and the first attempt happens within 5 days or 120 hours.
Okay. But now look at the rush process service. The price jumps to $200.
But the first attempt is guaranteed within 24 hours.
So the takeaway is pretty stark. You're paying an $80 premium to save 4 days of waiting.
Or to meet an urgent legal deadline. It puts a dollar amount on the value of immediate due process.
And that hourly model extends to the other support services. That courthouse work filing, research, retrieval at the 18th JDC is billed at $120 an hour.
Mm-hmm. And importantly, that hourly rate includes driving and wait time. It shows how a law firm is basically outsourcing all that non-billable time to a local expert.
And of course, the client pays the actual court filing fees on top of that.
Separately, yes. And it's the same for the stakeout service. The dedicated surveillance is also $120 an hour, but with the 2-hour minimum.
And that high flat fee for the comprehensive skip trace, $200, really shows that finding someone who is truly off the grid, well, the resources to do that are not cheap.
You're paying to solve a high-stakes problem.
So, to wrap up the logistics, clients submit their documents through a secure form, and when it's all done, they get the affidavit of service. But the sources make one point about responsibility very, very clear.
The final legal burden always stays with the client. Always.
Right.
They are fully responsible for understanding their case's legal requirements, for knowing if the service is sufficient. The process server executes the task. The client owns the legal strategy.
And finally, that safety requirement, it really underscores the risk these servers take on.
It really does. For their own safety, servers require a photo ID of the subject. And clients must inform the team if there's any known history of violence or criminal behavior.
That's just essential information.
Absolutely. The server is the one walking up to that door, sometimes in a very tense situation.
Yeah.
Their safety has to be the top priority.
So what does this all add up to? We've done a deep dive into the administrative backbone of law in a very specific part of Louisiana. And what we've seen is that a process server in Pointe-Coupee Parish isn't just a courier.
Not at all.
They are a vital, locally specialized legal administrator, an expert in the nuances of the 18th JDC in New Roads. And their whole service model, from routine to rush, from skip tracing to stakeouts, it's all built on compliance and efficiency.
Backed by those clear, prepaid, non-refundable fees that, you know, they put a price on time and expertise.
That's exactly.
You know, it makes you think. In a world where everything is getting more specialized, this industry, it's defined entirely by its ability to stick to the rules to handle the administrative side without ever crossing that line into legal advice. So here's a thought for you to take away. How does that critical separation between administrative execution and legal counsel shape the reliability of the entire judicial process for you? Is that speed, that efficiency, worth the premium? Knowing the very foundation of your legal case depends on getting it exactly right. That's something to think about long after the papers are served.